Title: Flipper Randall String Layer in Ableton Live 12 for Rave Lace Tension. Hi, in this lesson we're going to flip a Randall String Layer in Ableton Live 12 to create urgent rave style tension using only stock Ableton tools and mixing techniques. The goal is to make a complementary flip layer from your existing Randall String track and mix it so it adds energy without muddying the low end or collapsing in mono. Before we start, make sure you have a track that contains a Randall String Layer, either audio or a MIDI instrument like Simpler. We'll work primarily with audio, so the techniques apply directly to most mixing workflows. What you'll build: a reversed and pitched flip of your string, with texture and width, processed with a EQ8, saturator, a compressor with sidechain, a grain delay or frequency shifter for motion, utility for stereo control and reverb slash delay sends. You'll also set up a short automation and sidechain so the flip breathes with your drums. Step 1. Duplicate and prepare the source. Select the Randall String track and duplicate it with CMD or Ctrl plus D. Rename the duplicate Randall Flip. If it's a MIDI instrument, consolidate it to audio, right-click, freeze track, then flatten, or resample it to audio so we're working consistently with clips. Step 2. Create the flip character. Open the audio clip on Randall Flip. Tick the rev button to reverse the clip that flips transient attacks and creates sweep Y tension. If the reverse tail is too long, crop the clip so the reverse tail lands where you want it, usually just before a drop or a key transient. In clip view, set warp mode to complex pro for clean transposition. Transpose up between about plus 7 and plus 12 semitones for a rave sheen, plus 7 for a minor lift, plus 12 for an octave thrust. Use the formant control sparingly to avoid vowel artifacts. Small positive values add presence without sounding odd. Step 3. Build the mixing chain. Left to right, insert EQ8 first. High pass around 60 to 100 Hz with a steep slope to protect the subs. If the flip muddies the mix, notch 200 to 500 Hz by a couple of dB. Add a wide presence boost around 3 to 6 kHz of about plus 2 dB, and a gentle high shelf above 8 to 10 kHz for air. Next, at saturator, use soft sine or analog clip and keep drive modest, roughly 1 to 3 dB of gain change. Set dry slash wet around 20 to 40% so you add harmonics without squashing the sound. Use analog clip if you want extra grit. Now add texture with grain delay or frequency shifter. For grain delay, try and sync times in the 30 to 80 ms range or a short synced 1/16, 1/8 with a slight offset. Use spray low, around 3 to 12%, and pitch up by plus 7 to plus 12 semitones for shimmer, with mix at 10 to 25% and low feedback. If you prefer a subtler thickening, use the frequency shifter and nudge by plus 10 to plus 30 Hz instead. Add a utility for stereo shaping. Gently widen to around 120%, but test mono as you go. Use the utility width toggle to audition 100% versus 0%. If you want a dramatic stereo trick, you can invert the left phase, phase L, but do this sparingly and always check mono. Finish the chain with a glue compressor lightly. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds, release 0.2 to 0.5 seconds, ratio 2:1:4:1. Aim for only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction, so the flip stays consistent and controlled. Step 4. Sidechain ducking to make it pump with the drums. Add a compressor with sidechain enabled after your saturator or on a return. Set the sidechain input to your kick or drum bus. Use a ratio around 3:1:6:1 with a very fast attack, 1 to 10 milliseconds, and a release of about 80 to 150 milliseconds. Lower the threshold until you get roughly 3 to 6 dB of duck on transients. The flip should move with the kick and create rhythmic tension without disappearing. Step 5. Reverb and delay sends. Create a return track called Rev Rave using hybrid reverb or reverb. Use a small to medium size, decay around 0.8 to 2 seconds, and predelay of 10 to 25 milliseconds so the flip retains clarity. High pass the return aggressively, around 1.2 to 2 kHz, so the reverb doesn't muddy the low mids. Send the flip to this return at about 6 to 18% and adjust to taste. For rhythmic repeats, add an echo return set to dotted 1/8 or 1/16, feedback around 15 to 30%, filter the low end out of the repeats, and keep dry slash wet close to 20 to 30%. Automate the send or feedback during builds for extra drive. Step 6. Automate the flip for rave tension. Automate utility width to start narrower and open to about 120, to 140% approaching your drop. Automate AQ shelf boosts or the high pass frequency to gradually open top end over a bar. Automate the sidechain threshold so the pumping increases in intensity during build phrases. Small, musical automation punches harder than wholesale changes. Final checks and balancing. Mix the flip under the main Randall string, typically 2 to 6 dB lower so it enhances without overtaking. Always do a mono check. Toggle utility width to 0% or use a master utility to audition mono and ensure nothing collapses. If you have multiple string layers, route both originals and flip into a strings group and add light glue compression or saturator across the bus for cohesion. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't overwiden without mono checking. Flipping or inverting phase can kill the low end in mono. Keep the flip high past around 80 to 120 Hz to avoid low mid buildup from reverse tails and reverb. Avoid excessive saturation or grain delay wetness. Keep parallel amounts low, around 20 to 40%. Trim reverse tails if they clash with kicks, and don't sidechain so hard that the flip disappears. Target 3 to 6 dB of duck, not silence. Pro tips: map width, reverb send, and sidechain threshold to macros in an audio effect rack so you can automate big build moves with one lane. For builds, automate the grain delay wet amount or pitch to ramp intensity. Try a short reversed pre-roll as a separate clip for a tight pre-hit. If phase inversion is too aggressive, nudge the track a few milliseconds with time delay instead. Use a short, bright slap reverb on a separate send for transient shimmer that cuts through. Mini practice exercise: a 4-bar tension sweep. 1. Duplicate the Randall string and create the flip, reverse, transpose and eck. 2. Set grain delay pitch to plus 12 semitones, mix to 20%, and spray to about 6%. 3. Automate utility width. Bar 1 at 80%, bar 3 at 140%. 4. Add compressor sidechain to kick with release around 100 milliseconds, and set the threshold for about 4 dB of gain reduction on kicks. 5. Automate reverb send from about 6% up to 18% over the 4 bars. 6. Check in mono and adjust the EQ8 high pass so no low mid mud appears. If you follow that, you'll have a 4-bar sweep that opens stereo width, adds shimmer and pumps with the drums, perfect for a runway into a drop. Recap: you've learned how to flip a Randall string layer by duplicating and reversing or pitching the clip, applying focused EQ and light saturation, adding texture with grain delay or frequency shifter, shaping stereo with utility, and using sidechain compression and send effect so the flip breathes with the drums. Keep levels subtle, always check mono and automate width, reverb, and texture for maximum rave impact without muddying your low end. Quick checklist before you go: label and color the duplicate so you don't lose track. Match pre-effect levels so a slash beat tests are fair. Save a version before destructive edits. Use clip gain or utility gain if reversing changes perceived loudness. And finally, ask whether the flip serves the tension or just sounds cool. If it competes with bass or mids, prioritize mix bass with HBF, M/SEC, or lower level. That's it. Flip your Randall string. Automate sparingly. Check mono and use these tools to add that rave-laced urgency to your drum and bass mix.